This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
With me, Kate Delaney. I like to say it's a snapshot of what's happening in your backyard and mine. I'll tell you what, politically speaking, there's no question about it. Everybody has an opinion on this upcoming election, and I mean everybody. It does not matter what you do for a living. Trust me, this is what people still are talking about, and part of that is because now we're coming to the end of the rainbow, so to speak, since we have just, what, a couple of months, really, if you think about it, before we're voting, and of course, absentee balloting and all of that good stuff in the general election. So now it's just man versus woman, Trump versus Clinton, and every day gets more and more interesting. You cannot make this stuff up. The former Congressman from Ohio from Talk Media News joins us, Bob Ney. Hey, Bob, I haven't spoken to you in a while. How are you?
I'm good. I can summarize this entire race up.
Let's do it. What is it?
Trump is very lucky to have Hillary Clinton as an opponent, and Hillary Clinton is very lucky to have Donald Trump as an opponent. How's that?
I like that. So do you still think, in a way, it's too close to call?
Yes, and I'll tell you why. I know 70 people, Chris Shays, I used to serve with Chris. He actually never did support anybody Republican, to be honest with you. But
wow.
I know a lot of other people are against Trump and things like that. But after all of these horrible faux pas, and Trump gets off message and he has opportunities against Clinton, you know, after all of this, though, everything under the sun is really not a good candidate. She's 10 points ahead of him, but she's struggling in certain states, 10 up in Pennsylvania. The emails, and I know, and I shouldn't say emails generically, the new Clinton Foundation information might just be the beginning of more. And, I mean, I'm looking at these emails, and they mixed state employees and Clinton Foundation people right out front. I mean, they just didn't care. They mixed them right out front. And this is going to have a bit of an impact. I talked to an independent on purpose tonight, a young lady who is truly independent, you know, and is completely up in the air on this. And this type of thing is starting to make an impact because she doesn't want to vote for either one, she was telling me tonight, you know. But this isn't the end of the world. But I'm just saying with Hillary Clinton, there's just how much more of this is going to come out that really is going to still put doubts upon her. So I still think it's too close to call. I really do. It went by the time it's done.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's too close to call, too. I say this all the time. It doesn't matter what the polls are saying now. And you mentioned that you start to look at those emails and the really nonsense with the Clinton Foundation and what was going on when she was at the State Department, you know, when she's running the State Department. And some of that, I think, is going to come back and finally it's just going to bite her because forget about your politics. It's there for you to see, right?
Well, yes, you know, as someone who got in trouble myself, you know, with the Justice Department over, doing a statement on an issue Jack Abramoff had, and then that, you know, went down. When I'm looking at that, and I'm not comparing myself to Hillary Clinton's case, but I'm looking at, you know, what people thought and, you know, and how bad it looked. And I'm looking at this information, and I'm sitting there going, wow, I mean, this is really just, it's on steroids. I mean, we could go through the emails, but direct contact from the man that ran the Clinton Foundation to the staffers at the State Department, the two top staffers, getting people interviews, getting them jobs, arranging for the Nigerian, Lebanese-Nigerian billionaire who gave millions to the Clinton Foundation to put him in contact with the State Department substance person on Lebanon. They intermixed it. The State Department was the Clinton Foundation and vice versa. And these things aren't small things. And they haven't been talked about before. And I just think if more major issues like this come out, and although Trump will manage somehow to dilute the message, I understand that. But amongst people, I think they're going to look at these two candidates and just be in absolute total confusion, and that warrants a tight election.
Yep,
no matter
I agree.
What the polls say.
I think one of the more interesting things that I saw on the day was this crazy back and forth with the reporters grilling the spokesperson about the Clinton Foundation. Like, finally, am I not speaking English? The reporter saying that was wild, huh?
Right. And then I watched a former Secret Service agent, Baringo, I think his name was, who was also running as a candidate. But the exchange between he and CNN was, I mean, my jaw dropped. It was just out front so vicious.
Crazy.
That my jaw dropped on it. And then I'm watching, you're talking about the same other interview. You know, what don't they understand? They're going to get asked questions. This thing isn't going to end.
No.
And some of the answers back are, oh, this is old news. No, it's not. It's brand new.
Yep. Absolutely. I saw something today that you're a perfect person to ask this question to. The feds relaxed the rules for marijuana research. You know, do you think ever, I'm just going in a different direction here off of that, but are we ever going to have legalized marijuana across the board in this country?
I don't think we will have it on a federal level in the sense that the feds say it's going to have to go state by state. Now, you could get research and you could get some medical marijuana, but it would have to be horrifically limited if it was a federal law, because otherwise, you know, everybody, I was in California once, and I remember I'm walking on the pier there, and they said, oh, here, come on in. I said, well, nothing's wrong with me. They go, no, you have a bad back. You'll get medical marijuana. I said, no, I've got a great back. He said, no, believe me, come on. So, I mean, we all know the scam there, all right?
Right,
but
right.
I think in the Fed level, it would have to be very, very, very strictly monitored, you know, for medical use only and research purposes, period, very controlled, if it was a federal law. State by state, you know, I think it's going to come into being.
Yeah, I do too.
I mean, personally, I think it's a gateway drug, but, you know, if they want to use it for very limited research or if it's a true medical issue, then you could get it as a prescription from a doctor.
Yep, absolutely. I agree. All right,
hey,
Bob.
How about Phelps?
Oh, yeah, the Phelps story is great.
He is a beast.
It's crazy.
Yes.
You just watch his rubber band arms when he's ready to jump in the pool, and you see him, and he just cuts through that water. It's like he's a sunfish. It's crazy.
Yeah, I just had to ask you of all the shows I do. I had to see what you thought.
Oh, yeah. I think it's amazing. I knew he would do well, but I don't know that I thought he would just blow away everybody the way he has, especially anchoring that relay the other day was incredible. The fact that they were behind, and he's the guy, the old man at 31, picking everybody else up, which was crazy. So I loved it. Loved it.
Go.
Absolutely. Go USA. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, great perspective from Bob talking about, you heard him now, everybody listening. I keep saying it, coin flip, no matter what the polls say, in one way you can manipulate them any way you want, but it's that close. And this Clinton stuff, I mean, is just ridiculous with the foundation. But we all knew that. However, now, when there's so many pointed emails, it's just tougher and tougher to dodge away from it because, frankly, it's right there. So I think he's right. I think that's going to start to pull on Hillary Clinton's numbers for sure. All right, we've just, as I am fond of saying, scratched. Can you hear that? Scratch the surface. Stay with us.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Now, don't just walk away.
They're probably spreading into our country. When we allow that many people to come in from that region, they're probably spreading into our country.
All right, that's Donald Trump, his latest greatest, playing the same hits on the campaign trail. Trump talking about a plethora of things, including immigration, also Guantanamo, saying that he would try the people that are being housed at Guantanamo. He said he's fine with military trials, however, for civilians, so pretty interesting. Also, Trump said Obama founded ISIS literally. So he's taking a little bit of heat for that comment, but it's the same on the campaign trail. So Hillary Clinton is trying to shield herself from the Clinton Foundation ties to the State Department when she was the Secretary of State, while Donald Trump literally is tramping all over United States, talking about ISIS and talking about the border, the Clintons. It's the same, I call it like the lazy Susan of politics. So if we're all sitting around a table and when I talk to you at night and you talk back through the miracle of the internet mostly, although you can pound on these digits, I know you're out there, you farmers. Your eyes are open slightly. I know there's a lot of cops listening, and I appreciate all that you do out there. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE, if you want to throw in your 2 cents. You always can. But I picture us sitting around, and there's like that old-fashioned lazy Susan, and it spins around, right, with whatever it is that you want to partake in that's just spinning around. And so this is what's been spinning around: ISIS, security, from the very, very beginning. Here's what happened with Trump. Trump said on Thursday that he meant exactly what he said when he called President Obama the founder of ISIS. And he objected when Hugh Hewitt tried to clarify his position. He said, listen, he created the vacuum. He lost the peace. He said, no, I meant that he's the founder of ISIS. I do. He was the most valuable player. I give him the most valuable player award. I give her, too, by the way, Hillary Clinton. And then Hugh Hewitt tried to sort of bail him out, I think, and he pushed back again, saying, you know, Hewitt said Obama is not sympathetic to ISIS and hates and is trying to kill them. And Trump said, I don't care. He was the founder. His way he got out of Iraq. Was that the founding of ISIS? Okay. That was the founding of ISIS is what he was saying. Clinton jumped on Twitter after that saying it was Trump who was unfit to be president because he was saying that Clinton was unfit to be president. She said, it can be difficult to muster outrage as frequently as Donald Trump should cause it, but his smear against President Obama requires it. She said, no, Barack Obama is not the founder of ISIS. Anyone willing to sink so low so often should never be allowed to serve as our commander and chief. So, like I said, this is what we're going to just continually see day after day after day for this campaign. This is how this rolls. And there's not going to be any great big changes, I don't believe, in what we're seeing. I'll tell you one thing. The common denominator uniting Republicans and Democrats is the Olympics. Because you talk about winners, talk about Michael Phelps, all that kind of stuff. So Michael Phelps, again, winning gold in the men's 200. Ryan Lochte falls just short, and Phelps is the winner there. I mean, this is just incredible. It is just incredible, the run of this guy. And maybe we shouldn't be shocked. You know, maybe we shouldn't be shocked about what he's doing because he is a superior athlete. There's no doubt about that. But I do have to say, yes, I thought he would do well, but the way he is blowing the doors off of everybody, how he just keeps on amassing these medals, so far, 4 events finished, 4 gold medals. 4. I don't think anyone's going to be able to break his record, maybe in his lifetime. He now has 22 gold medals, 26 medals overall. He's going to swim, or he's expected to swim, in the men's 100 butterfly final Friday night, and then the medley relay on Saturday evening. He is the biggest draw around. Now, after this, could he come back again? Somebody asked me that. You think he'd come back again? Well, of course. Will he come back? Oh, I'd say, brother, retire. For real, retire this time. All right, Dan in Texas in the wings. Hey, Dan.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Well, I think Hillary's still going to go down. This has just gotten stickier and stickier and stickier. Now, as far as the Clinton Foundation, I found out today through Rush Limbaugh, that the FBI are not even investigating because the Justice Department put the quietus on it. That is collusion by the Obama people and the Justice Department when they know this witch is guilty, guilty, guilty. I still think she's going down. I don't know if it'll be the excuse that she's got bad health, blah, blah, blah. But something is going to bring her down. And then there's Julian Assange, who says he has a October surprise that will
devastate
the Clintons. And I know that you've been watching and listening and reading and so on and so on. Have you seen the 13 Hours movie?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I saw that when it came out.
Did that make you mad?
Oh, yeah.
You mad?
Oh, I saw it in the theater, and people in the theater were just hissing at the theater. You know, hissing in the theater. They were upset. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I agree. Little, listen, they left him.
Yeah, little by little, this is just, and now the two parents have sued Clinton for her murdering those people with her lack of involvement, her lack of even trying. We had people that could come to their rescue, not even a flyover by F-16s, nothing. This is going to resonate with the American people, because I don't care who you are, you don't leave an American to die at the hands of the enemy. And I'm telling you, it's going to come back and get her. Look, I know you're pressed for time, but I'll have some more for you in the future. Also, Torquay, as we say in the old country.
Dan, have a good one. Thanks, as always, for the call. Yeah, forget the labels. Forget the labels and just look at what the facts are and what we've read, where it's, let's say it's unfiltered. What you've read, you can't say, well, that's very right the way that point of view is, which there are publications and there are television shows that slant in left directions and in right directions. There, I believe that, absolutely. But you can also find plenty of just the facts, who, what, where, when, and why information on Benghazi and on what happened with the Clinton Foundation and the State Department and who was pulling favors. And it is there. It's just a question of reading it. And it's a question of what direction are you going to go in? Now, are people going to, and people who perhaps were going to vote for Hillary Clinton, look at that and say, oh boy, I don't know. I don't know that I can go in this direction because of the shadiness of what was going on with the foundation or the fury over what you've heard about Benghazi or none of the above. I mean, this is really, truly, to me, is an election of choice. It's an election of choice. Look at all the facts, read them unfiltered, because you can read it unfiltered. Or put in your own filter, and that's fine. And look and research, because it's right there in your face. And plus, look, we've had all points of view on this show. So take it for what it's worth. I think the lines are going to be long. I think a lot of people are going to be voting. It's always my greatest hope, right? Stay with us when we come back. More on the Olympics next on America Tonight.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Earthquakes, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food, and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you five or six soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. You really want to try and live on that? Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant, or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Michael Phelps and the games. The United States, by the way, besides what a sensation he's been, 4 for 4 gold. The United States, 38 medals overall. How many gold? Well, 16. 16 gold, 12 silver, 10 bronze. Pretty sweet so far. And there is still much more to come. And it's been exciting to watch. I have to say, it has been exciting to watch from the women's gymnastic display on down. And the, gymnastics to me, I think I said this the other night, maybe some of you can relate, some of you guys can relate, maybe some of you women can relate. I don't know, did you have to jump over wooden horses? Did you have to do dismounts? Did you have to go on the rings? In my freshman year, at a school just outside of Philadelphia, one of the things that they gave us no instruction to. I remember this. You just had to do it. Like, okay, line up and jump on the wooden horse. It's like, what? Jump on the wooden horse? I know nothing about this wooden horse. So I did anything I could. I was fine at gym. Other than that, I did anything I could to get out of gymnastics. Anything. I mean, because I just hated it. Just anything to get through it, because I was so, I just wasn't good at it. I never had it. They didn't give us any instruction. It was like, just jump on the rings. Yeah. What, jump on the rings and contort your body? No, I don't think so. So I do have a very big respect for the people who can do that the way they do it. And how about this? The USA, Simone Manuel making history tying for Olympic gold. What a great moment that was. She won a gold medal in the women's 100 freestyle final on Thursday night, and she was, I mean, she was just jaw-dropping. She looked up to the scoreboard, saw a tie for gold and an Olympic record time of 52.70 seconds. A FINA official confirmed that she's the first African-American woman to win Olympic gold in an individual event. So, bravo there. A very, very big moment swimming-wise. That's why the Olympics are interesting, because the so-called people that, oh, you didn't think they were going to win, surprise you and pull through. And then win the big one, and she certainly won the big one. Okay, let's talk about something else sports-wise like this. I got to throw this in since we're on it. LeBron James does the impossible. Superman comes back with his team, the Cavaliers, and beats the Warriors after being in the hole three. Huge moment. MVP. Favorite son, wins one in Cleveland, gets everyone off his rear end that was on there, which is ridiculous anyway because he already won a couple of championships, but okay. He signs a contract. He signs an extension with the Cavaliers and is very, very excited to be back. Check it out.
I'm ecstatic. I can't wait to see my guys. I can't wait to get back out there in the wine and gold, man, and just get the band back together.
Get the band back together. So returning to the Cavaliers, not a surprise. The surprise would be if he decided not to come back to the Cavaliers. If for some reason he did that. But that's not the case. So there you go. Boom, boom, and boom. It's done. He really, within the span of a couple of months, what an exciting couple of months it was for him. Certainly heading into June, going through to the finals, and then coming back from having his back against the wall, and his teammates having their backs against the wall too, because his teammates also pulled through in a very, very, very big way. And I would be remiss not to say this. Simone Biles winning all-around gold. Allie Reisman winning the silver. And this Olympic team, the women, the gymnastics, they won the all-around, the team. But also Simone Biles, what she's been able to do, just an incredible athlete. She had no trouble flying over over the parallel bars or anything in that gym whatsoever that had to do with gymnastics. But what's so interesting is the feeling that, you know, here you had Americans on top of the two spots on the podium for the first time since 2008. And it was Simone Biles gold and Allie Reisman with the silver. And Allie Reisman, people were counting, not even counting on her being on the, necessarily making it on the team. And she showed them, she got on the team, and then she was a big part of what happened in those Olympic Games. So hats off to her. I love the people that I am mentioning that defy the odds of what others are saying, trying to limit them, saying that would just be impossible. And then they make it happen. Coming up on America Tonight, we will bounce back to the politics of the day. Clinton in trouble, perhaps, because now more is churning out there on the foundation and what happened between the foundation, the Clinton Foundation, and the State Department when she was Secretary of State. This could make a few people become a little bit uncorked. Let's say that. And speaking of uncorked, I mentioned this at the top. Some are saying Donald Trump went too far in saying that Obama is to really not just blame for ISIS, but that he's the guy who created ISIS. He's the guy who put it where it is. So there are even some Republicans who are saying, by talking about Obama and saying he's the founder of ISIS, that's more than just running for president. It's outrageous and very wrong to do that to the guy who occupies the White House right now. I don't think Donald Trump is sweating that out, I have to tell you, one bit. If anything, it's like drafting. You know what drafting is? It's if we're all on a bunch of bikes and we're at the tail end of that pack and we're drafting on the work of the people in front of us. So that's what I think it is. Just doing that, and why not? It's free media. He is living off of free media versus paying for messages. That's why it's going to be really interesting to get down to those three debates, and what they're like. I can't imagine. I can, but I know I'll be watching it. I know you'll probably be watching it too, is what I'm assuming, right? I have to mention this because often on this show we talk about Mother Nature and the economy. And what do the two have to do with each other? Absolutely nothing, except for that I'm going to mention them. Macy's. How many of you shop at Macy's? 100 of their stores are closing nationwide. That's about 15% of all Macy's department stores. The retailer didn't disclose the locations of the stores, but said most of them are going to be shut down in early 2017. It's the latest in the wave of store closures. It's, you know what this means. Why would stores close? Because people aren't shopping. Because people shop online. They go to Amazon. They get free delivery. They don't have to go to a store, and they just get it done that way. It's like Sports Authority. You know when you run out to get a can of tennis balls, or you're going out to get ammunition, I think people can buy ammunition there, or you're going out to get your kid a soccer ball or whatever it is, the store around the corner is not the store around the corner anymore. It used to be the largest sporting goods retailer. Now they're shutting down all 450 of their stores. They filed for bankruptcy. And even if you are driving around, take a look. How many Targets do you see, or JCPenney's, or Sears, or Kohl's? They're pulling the plug on hundreds of stores, too. It's pretty grim for retail store workers. I mean, there's been 44,000 retail layoffs. It's impacted a ton of workers. And, you know, what are you going to do? It's Macy said the store closures could result in the loss of about $1 billion in sales, even after accounting for shoppers who would go online to other Macy's locations. But they're trying to offset that loss by cutting costs. And, you know, even beyond shutting down the stores. So, you know, what happens with the closings? It's a blow. And you know what it is? I mean, here's the thing. I know some of you listening. In fact, I know all of you listening could say at some point in your life, and if you haven't, call me because you are very unique. I don't care where your hamlet is. How many of you can remember that you wanted to get something, you ran to the mall, and the stores like Macy's or JCPenney's or Kohl's or wherever, they were right there? Well, guess what? They're not right there anymore, and they're closing. Big slumps. Property groups are saying that mall owners really, really struggling. All right, hang with us. More coming up around the bend.
Technically, Beck wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese.
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
America Tonight. So here's the scoop on Trump. Bob Corker said today, Senator Bob Corker said that he believed that Trump just went too far in statements claiming Obama founded ISIS. He's the chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He says, listen, you know, these latest remarks that he made at this rally in Florida, in many respects, you know, it's just ridiculous is what Corker's saying. And this is what Trump said. He said, look, in many respects, you know, they honor President Obama. He's the founder of ISIS. And so there's been heavy reaction to it. And Corker's a Republican from Tennessee. Some of you were listening to us in the great state of Tennessee. He said he first said he believed Trump may have been referring to the vacuum caused by the decision to remove troops from Iraq in 2011 and the unrest after Muammar Gaddafi was deposed, of course, the same year. He said Republicans and Democrats agree these actions have allowed the Islamic State, also known as ISIS or ISIL, to flourish in the Middle East. We had Ken Timmerman on the show just the other day, who was up for a Nobel Peace Prize, and he is an investigative journalist, a true investigative journalist who's done amazing work and written unbelievable books. He has a new one out right now. But anyway, he talked about that time, and he said, we knew ISIS was there. And we've also had on the show, we've had soldiers who have come on who have talked about the fact that, yes, we knew ISIS was around. We were worried or concerned about this group called ISIS because we saw what was happening. We saw how they were gaining a lot of traction, and it was worrisome. I mean, and you could say, listen, of course, other terroristic threats are always bubbling up, but the fact is that, yes, ISIS was there, and yes, it was kind of sloughed off. And why was it sloughed off? I mean, it's fair to ask that question. Listen, if you, it's like whack-a-mole. So if you see a group bubbling up, smash it, thrash it, get rid of it, do something to annihilate it. Because look at what ISIS has done. You know, before we're saying, oh, they're a bunch of thugs, and look how they're recruiting, and their recruiting is working. And look at what's happened, Charlie Hebdo. Look what's happened in other countries, and in the name of ISIS and or ISIL, what's gone on? It's very scary. Because yes, you've heard the scream of Allah Akbar in the past. But how often have you heard, the Taliban made me do it? It was the Taliban. The Taliban, I honor my brothers in, with Taliban arms. Not really. They're not the scary monsters now. And not that it's just another group to be concerned about. Yes, of course. But not the same in dealing with ISIS. So that flap there for Trump, I think, because especially if you wanted to pit them day for day. If we had like a tote board, in my mind, I can imagine this. It's like, you remember those old illegal gambling halls where people just kind of turned their head, but they knew they existed. And in the gambling spots, they had up the horses and they had these giant chalkboards. And you see them, you see it in movies. And it makes me think of that. If we had this giant tote board, every day, I mean, like it or not, there's days where she's scoring a few more points, and there's days where he is. I would say because of what's happening, and Julian Assange saying he is more, that he's going to dump about the Clintons and the Clinton Foundation, really, I would say that he may get that upswing, that flow could happen for him at the right time if this is happening in the fall. And you wonder, behind the scenes, if I could be a fly on the wall, what really is being said? I mean, I would love to be a fly on the wall. Love it. I want to know, just unadulterated, what's being said. And actually, with both campaigns, it would be fascinating, fascinating to see that. I mean, absolutely. All right, I mentioned and weaved in sports along the way for this hour, and so I've got to mention this again. And when I mentioned on America Tonight earlier in the week that Alex Rodriguez was retiring from baseball, his last game is Friday, in fact, against the Tampa Rays. The Yankees are going to end up paying A-Rod. Is this a sweet deal? How do you get this kind of walkaway money? Anybody listening to me get this kind of walkaway money? $317 million. What could you do with that $317 million? What could you do with $317 million? I mean, that was the contract. So he was making $200,000 a game. Bad game, good game, riding the bench game, doesn't matter. And that was really kind of what prompted this, is that he got tired of not playing. And so because he was tired of not playing, he decided, maybe it's time for me to step away from this. And I'd say that's a whole lot of money to walk away with. So he probably pulled the trigger on that at the right time. At 41 years old, he's already won championships. Why not? Absolutely. Of course. And they have to write the big check. The big, big check. Let's put it that way. In the meantime, this truly is a snapshot of what's being talked about on the campaign trail when it comes to Republicans and Democrats. If we look at the Clinton flap and the latest emails, it's frightening to see just how much they were able to sort of manipulate what was happening. And not sort of manipulate it. But yet the Justice Department said there's not enough. So Hillary Clinton's top aide at the State Department did work for the Clinton Foundation while employed by the federal government. Cheryl Mills is her name. And that's not a good thing. Remember, she was questioned a lot in the last 2 years. So it's just one more instance about raising questions about the possible intermingling of Clinton's work as Secretary of State and her family's charity foundation. Cheryl Mills, who was the chief of staff at the State Department, traveled to New York in June of 2012 to interview two people to possibly lead the Clinton Foundation. The Clinton Foundation and Hillary Clinton herself agreed to rules when she became Secretary of State that no activities of the foundation would create conflicts or the appearance of conflicts for Senator Clinton as Secretary of State. And so her attorney, Cheryl Mills' attorney, told one of the networks, one of the cable networks, that her duties interviewing the executives were done in an unpaid voluntary capacity. She paid for the train trip from D.C. out of her own pocket and not with State Department funds. I don't know. Walking that thin line, huh? Definitely. Walking the balance beam. Somehow doing it well. Any thoughts on the show? Send them to me, americatonight.net. Thanks for listening.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.